You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is the podcast where we ask the important questions like, could you survive the Cars universe as you are now?
So Cars is a world full of alive cars.
Yes. Yeah.
Already a frightening prospect.
I have heard that.
Beyond this, the animals of the world of Cars are cars.
Mm-hmm. The planes are cars too.
The planes are
the planes are planes.
The planes are planes, but they are cars in that they are people. In a world where people are cars, planes are cars. There is no meat to be found within the Cars universe. There's no mammals. Mm-hmm. There's no birds, no reptiles, no dogs, no cats, no ham, no steak. But what if there was us?
So I guess the good thing is we can get around.
No, but I don't think we can.
What?
Because like, you can't go it. You can go
You're
in.
Telling
the...
me if I got a brick,
you could kill Lightning McQueen.
And I bricked open a window.
Ka-chow!
No, they're not. In there. They're not real windows. There's nothing in Lightning McQueen. I don't know.
So there is meat.
I guess there's car meat.
Do they bleed?
You
Can
never see a car bleed, but cars do piss oil.
And they crash. What happens when they crash?
What's inside Lightning McQueen?
Well, if you look, there's a lot of...
I've seen like an anatomy diagram.
Yeah, I don't want to call it fan art, but there's...
Fan art.
I suppose it's fan art.
Lightning McQueen, he has a crash. What
happened? Multiple cars crash across the franchise. Yeah. They just become crashed like a car would. There's no blood.
Mm-hmm.
There's no meat, but you also... no...
Because they can change... They change tires.
Yes.
So that's...
They change tires, they change engine, but to be honest, there are convertibles in the Cars universe, so you can get in them, but you never see like Lightning McQueen open his doors or Mater open his windows. You don't see a driver's seat, because I think that would be...
Actually, in one episode of Cars on the Road, the 2022 series, in an episode titled Salt Fever, Mater opens one of his doors.
So I can get in a car.
That's so... The implications of that alone. But do you see... I mean, obviously, you don't have the episode at hand.
No.
But do you see inside Mater? Or did you just open his door like an extra limb?
And it's just like a bunch of meat.
Yeah, or like machine parts? Because what would they... Why do they... there be a seat inside
it? I'm just trying to think. So you're looking at, like, you know... So, all right, so... In terms of like the hierarchy of things we need.
Yes, true.
Okay, so it's like we need like the basic stuff to survive. So it's like, so first off, air.
Yes.
Can we breathe?
Cars can breathe.
They have mouths. They have a nose.
Mater opens his own door to re-enter his body.
Excuse me?
What the fuck is going
Sorry,
on?
What? Huh? Can you run that sentence by me again?
Has
Sorry,
he
hang
left
on.
His
hang
body?
On.
Pardon?
When Mater is outfitted as a racer, he experiences record speeds and an out-of-chassis experience.
Okay.
What?
So Mater goes to heaven?
No, he just experiences an out-of-body
experience.
And then in trivia, Mater opens his own door to re-enter his body. This marks the first time in the franchise a car's doors have opened.
So is he like an ethereal? Like, is it a ghost?
I think I've actually maybe even seen a clip of this, and he is like a ghost Mater. And I think also in that series, he does go to heaven and see car angels. But I don't know if that's
angels.
Just because Mater is himself like a religious guy. You know?
Yeah.
And that's just what he imagines death would be like.
Yeah, the last... Synapses firing.
I think
they have a brain.
Yes, they certainly are thinking with something.
So that means that, well, we can eat that.
Yeah, but are they thinking with a brain?
Well, what would they be?
like a
computer
chip? Yeah, maybe they're thinking with engine.
Like, well, there's no other meat in a car.
Or a computer chip.
You know what? There is some, there must be some meat in a car because a car's eyes
blink.
They're blink. So there's eyelids.
So not necessarily.
They're not eyelids, though.
You could simulate that.
Yeah, that's true. What's the eye made out of, then?
Glass?
Is there jelly?
There's pupils. What are the pupils? Mm-hmm. Are we surviving the Cars universe sucking on eye jelly?
Maybe.
There must be breathable air, though. No, because there are plants.
Okay. Yeah, there are. They're plants. Okay, cool. Because I was wondering, if they're all cars and they haven't, like, you know, engines, is this just, like, spewing out?
That's smoggy? True.
You're like, ugh.
Well, you don't see that.
Are they all clean energy?
No.
But they fuel.
There are diesel trucks and fuel, so the air mustn't be awesome.
So how do they eat? There's diners.
They get petrol at those diners.
Yeah, they eat gasoline.
Yeah, and they do, their mouths are only for talking and sucking each other off because they have like places to put like a to fill them up basically. So, like, if we that's like their real mouth.
If we had like a hole, like, you know, people looking at you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
yeah. That's their real mouth. Their other mouth's just for talking and teeth and
they
tongue.
Piss out.
Well, so there's a scene in Cars 2 where Mater is on stage and a bunch of oil he realizes is like near where he was parked. And he gets very embarrassed, like you might if you pissed yourself. But it turns out that it wasn't him, it was another car that's a lemon, and he was... But he thought he'd pissed himself, so that must be something equivalent. But whether that's pissing or not, I don't know. It's just leaking. It'd be like if you bled somewhere and were like, oh no, my wounds, you know?
Bleeding is very embarrassing. Oh no, I'm caught.
Yeah. All right, so they don't... because I was thinking, if they ate things that weren't gasoline...
I don't think they do.
Then... presumably, there's meat there.
But unless even
converting gasoline into meat, or is the gasoline just kind of what's the engine?
Well, if they use gas to petrol or whatever to move, if that's the energy, then they must not have any meat inside them.
Yeah,
they must have a car's internal combustion engine. Yes. That must be what's going on in a car.
Correct.
Now,
you don't see inside Mater when he opens the car door. I just watched the scene from Salt Fever.
Is he a ghost?
No, well, yes, yeah, sort of, but no, he looks just like Mater, but smaller.
Okay.
He's basically Mater's about to die.
Yeah.
So it's example. If we had like a near death experience in an out of body, it'd be like a little me.
Yeah.
Would then be like that much. Open my ear canal say, and
yeah. Except if instead they were like probably like 75% your size.
That's weird.
Yeah, Mater's not
like
that
a little
much
homunculus
smaller
me just climbing in through my own mouth. Mater's a fucked up guy. Well, the cars do have doors.
Yes.
We can see that. What do they? Here's
Mater's
a question.
Mater's door doesn't open with any kind of like.
But is that just in Mater's head?
Yeah. Is this, again, a few synapses firing off?
Maybe,
because if it's
but
not
time
in Mater's
is
head,
moving sort of.
If it's not in Mater's head, we have to assume the cars have souls. And I don't like that territory. I don't like where that's bringing us.
Well, there is that the car. There's a car pope.
There is a car pope. But if the, but that previously, I think we assumed just meant cars had organized religion.
Well, that means like cars believe in an afterlife.
Yeah. But Mater has proof?
Well, no, because again, it depends.
Or Mater's just like a guy, a kid with a near-death experience. It's like, I went to heaven and Jesus gave me a skateboard or whatever.
Yeah. Let's make a movie.
I wanted
to star Hercules.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
So, I don't know. But we could eat. Here's a problem. We got air. Possibly breathable, debatable, because you're right, cars have been just jetting diesel into... Because it doesn't matter to them, they don't have lungs.
CO2 to the max, baby.
Yeah.
Ozone layer, haven't heard of it.
Die.
How do they refine fuel?
Probably...
Dinosaur cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, old cars.
Okay.
But
because there's machinery, because you go to a... There's tractors and whatnot.
Yes, the tractors are cows. Yeah, the tractors are cows, and the forklifts do a lot of the heavy lifting and the sort of manual labor.
Yeah.
They can maneuver their hands.
They've got trees and shit, so maybe meat is the wrong approach.
Maybe we just have to just vegetarian diet.
Yeah, tofu and whatnot. That's fine.
Yes.
That doesn't help the discussion you were going down just then, which is there enough trees to suck all the fuel out of the air? I didn't even think of that.
My problem was that, so trees, right, obviously aren't animals, but they are from the same diverging root of life. But in cars, maybe not.
Well,
but what I worry about is that trees aren't trees as we know them, but on a genetic level, it's a car.
Well, it's a metal tree.
Are the trees in cars cars? Well, and therefore, people...
They're not people, but they might be metal.
There's bees. I know that much.
They are cars.
But they're cars.
Yeah. And flies, so, and they're cars, and they're too. Cars.
So is this just a world where organic meat-based life has died? Or there was like, you know, oh, something has happened. We need robots, artificial intelligence, little robots. We need that to help pollinate like that. Maybe one good episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah. Sure.
So we need, a bunch of bees to go in and pollinate flowers. Because the flowers aren't guys.
Yeah, the flowers are not guys.
So we got the flowers, they're doing the bees, whatever. So we have that cross-pollinating because something has happened to the...
Something's happened to regular
Earth. Yeah. So maybe it's just like, okay, carbon-based life... Well, meat-based life forms...
Yeah.
...have died out because these newer life forms, which are AI...
Yeah, okay.
...and robot, and they've just sort of started...
Propagating.
Yeah.
How do you get a car?
How do you get a car from that? Unless maybe it's, you know, like this happens in sci-fi a lot where humanity is like, we're going to send the robots out to colonize a new planet, but then we die and the robots keep doing whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
Maybe the robots are trying to replicate like 2012 society.
Yeah. By making heaps of cars.
But not people.
Yeah, making some Italian cars, making the Pope.
Yeah. What if it's like aliens? I was about to say the dumbest thing ever. What if they were aliens who can't see people? So they observe Earth, and they just see
people blindness. We can see bees. We can see cows.
They get everything, but people, and then they try and replicate.
Question: Is there two-story houses in the Cars universe?
I don't think there's really houses in the traditional sense.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Is there two-story buildings?
I think so, yes. Yes, there are.
How does a car climb a
stair? Ramps.
Awesome answer. Fair enough.
You laugh at me about the people blindness. But if you were an alien species that had this defect, and then you attempted to recreate that Earth, if you saw a car just driving... Yeah. No people.
Yeah.
And you didn't have the concept of car, you would be like, that's the guys.
Would you also think the bees are the guys and the cows are the guys?
Well, you can see them. The cars seem more in charge than the bees. Cool that this many years in, I can still say the dumbest thing a human being has ever said.
It's so surprising.
It's crazy. You think I'd be done.
You think that Cars is set in a world where aliens observed Earth.
Yeah.
Tried to recreate
they
Earth.
They had people blindness.
Yeah.
Tried to recreate Earth, but had people blindness. Yeah. So when they were observing Earth, they saw Earth moving as it is, but couldn't see the people controlling it and assumed the cars were the guys.
Well,
every animal is also a guy, but a lesser guy than a car.
Well, if you...
Yeah, I suppose they've got... people blindness and then some other defect that makes them see every other animal as a car.
This may be getting away from me.
Yeah, okay. What about... so?
Maybe.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
So, instead, how about, imagine a post-apocalyptic universe or a world where humanity has died out.
Sure.
But, the remnants of humanity are around. So, you have, a lot of highways full of cars. And so, if you have a quick glance, you're like, oh, look at all these skeletons.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then
imagine
the aliens...
Imagine if they were... We should revive them. We should try and replicate that. Or, we missed this.
Yeah, what?
Bring them back, and they bring them back like cars.
Yeah.
How's that any dumber than people blindness?
Look, that may have got away from me too.
Maybe.
Well, the boring one that they often go to theories is it's a post-apocalyptic world where the cars live.
Yeah.
But then that means there was a Second World War II.
The cars did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cars are doomed to repeat the mistakes of humanity.
It's a cyclical thing because, who designed car... Man, with all our foibles.
Mm-hmm. Who did this? Oh my god, there's a car Oppenheimer.
Whoa, he dropped the car bomb, which was maybe a guy? Don't do it!
A car bomb that was also a guy that was also a car bomb, but a bomb.
Huh. Were tanks what a regular... guys? Well, the Jeep was a guy, and he was from World War II. So
it's awesome that in Get Smart movie, they're scared of the nude bomb.
Does it make everyone nude?
Yeah.
What's scary about that? That's
awesome. Gonna see my little dick.
But they'll also see a huge nuts.
That's true.
That's awesome. My terrible asshole. Oh, that's just sad.
it's droopy,
man. Dude, that's sad.
I didn't realize an asshole could frown, but
it's good to imagine you don't really know what's wrong with it. And people are disgusted. They're just like,
that's sad.
That's really taking a pep from my naked step.
Yeah, taking the jam out of my donut.
Yeah. Well, okay, maybe we could eat plants. Plant life. We could farm.
Yeah. Because there are farming cars. There is,
what do we think the cars would think of us?
Well,
what would happen to a car that sees a man.
Well, I don't, because it'd be kind of akin to say...
Is it like us seeing a caveman?
No, because it would be like if we met an alien race that we then realized was perfectly designed to drive us.
Yeah, it'd be like if a horse came out with a saddle.
Yeah.
And then we're like, huh.
Like, imagine an alien race that, like, I don't know, their legs are so perfectly designed that if you put one on your shoulders, it's like, this is what I've been missing my entire life.
Oh, like a backpack alien.
Yeah. Where they just hook around you and you're like, I get it now. Yeah.
And then a big mouth tube that just sits on your head. Yeah. Sucks all your brain thoughts out.
How would we react to that?
This is kind of like the argument about, like, well, a banana fits in a chimp's head.
Yeah. Well, an alien backpack alien fits on a human being's head perfectly.
Your head fits in a plastic bag. It doesn't mean that you should do it.
Yeah.
That's
fair,
true.
Fair. I get, well, it doesn't, because it goes inside us.
Yeah, true.
So it'd be an alien that could easily...
It would be like if the alien had tubes where we have holes.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, no. That sounds like an awesome alien.
I love this alien.
And holes where we have tubes?
Yeah. Oh, it's
alien. It's going to have an arsehole or a pussy.
Yeah. Awesome. Or at least some kind of awesome hole. Well, yeah, but the cars. Because the cars are clearly designed for human beings. Because they're cars.
Yeah. they have doors, but do they have handles? Or at least what looks like a handle?
Mater is the only car whose doors opened.
Yeah.
Would you kill a car by trying to open it up to expose its guts? How do you kill a car?
Crash it?
Nuke?
Car bomb?
It would get rid of them, but...
No, it... One dies of old age in the first one.
Yes, that's true.
He's a, you know, it's like, oh, I'm an old car.
Yeah, they do die of old age.
They bury him?
I don't...
Put him off...
They just disappear. They just disappear off screen. Digging a hole as a car has got to be very difficult.
Using anything as a car.
But then there are construction cars. So you just go find a digger and they dig the hole for you. They're like the Undertaker, I guess.
And the petrol lads, they're lads, right?
Yeah.
So they have petrol and they jam. Is it?
Which guys?
What are you talking about? When you go and fill up yourself.
Yeah.
Is it a guy who has like a little nozzle with petrol? Like, don't worry, I'll fill you up. How does that happen? How do I get the connecting hose into me?
Lightning McQueen doesn't have door handles either.
Okay. How do you get the hose in you?
How do I?
Sometimes the cars use their tires like hands, but I don't think that would work. It must be a forklift. A forklift must grab...
Yeah, but how then does a forklift do it? How do you open up that little...
Well, cars usually have a button in you.
Yeah.
So presumably all those
so that's a muscle that's...
You open that up.
I guess there's no thing you have to screw off.
Yeah. Maybe it's like their sphincter.
Or your mouth. A lot of control.
Or your mouth, yeah, I guess.
Could be your mouth.
Yeah, it could be your mouth.
Yeah, but it needs to close, so... Your mouth.
No.
I get it. It's great. We can still say the dumbest shit ever. Yeah. 10 years
in,
you can still
be
like
the human body that opened and closed. Yeah, the asshole.
Do we think that in a world where we appeared in the Cars universe, the Car Pope would get involved?
Yeah.
Do we think there would be some kind of religious?
Well, we are, because that would be that, because we were the creator, right?
Do we though?
Are we God?
Right, or at least the
image
of the creator.
I mean, we're not, because we could... If someone said make a car, I'd say, I don't know how.
Yeah.
But in the world of cars, I'd lie, of course. Because in the world of cars, say you can't... Because the Mato door opening is debatable.
Uh-huh.
So say you can't open the doors.
You're saying cars on the road's not canon?
I'm saying cars might not have souls. And Mato might have imagined that.
Yeah, that we don't know if that was in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does... it's like... To set the scene, the thing that's happening in maybe Mater's head is he's about to die.
Yeah.
But he's not like lying down unconscious. He's about to crash.
Yeah.
And then he goes to heaven for a bit and then comes back down and then gets into his body and then...
So wait, his
crash.
Old body crashes?
Yeah.
That's... Because
he's now a racing car, right? So he's no longer...
So the racing car body explodes.
So basically his body... They've put like a metal shell over him that has rocket...
Okay, so he still has. So they haven't like taken apart bits of him.
Oh,
they've only added to him.
They've put like an Iron Man armor on him, basically, but a shit one. Uh-huh.
Are they born or are they made?
Oh, car pussy birth.
Wow.
Ew.
Car pussy birth. Damn.
And presumably, because the cows are combine harvesters, right?
The cows are tractors, and then the bull is a combine harvester.
Yeah. So, That's wild birth.
Yes.
How?
I don't know
three
how.
Words. Huh? Car, pussy, yeah. Birth.
Yeah, but okay.
But something like, everyone at home should Google. Cow, yeah. Car, not cow. Car pussy
don't
birth.
Don't Google cow pussy birth.
You don't want that. So, like, say, you know, like a bulldog, right?
Yeah.
We fucked it up so bad they just can't give birth naturally.
Yeah,
we gotta, like, we gotta, you know, have a cesarean because their head's too fucking big.
Yeah, we fucked it
right
up.
Put your hand in the dog pussy.
We fucked that right up. Now, a tractor giving birth to a combine harvester seems real bad.
Yeah.
Well, even if it's little, does that mean they grow? I don't like
there
this.
Are child.
Whoa.
There are child cars. So in Cars 1, there's a scene where it's like a National Lampoon's reference, and that's a family of cars driving all together, and that's two kids, father, mother.
Does everyone hate the main car?
Yeah, he's like, oh, we're lost, and everyone's like, ah!
I hate you, Dad!
Are they in, like, a formation?
Yeah, they're in a formation. Okay. Additionally, in Cars 1, there are two groupie cars of Lightning McQueen who are sort of meant to be... Huh?
The fuck cars.
Yeah, well, they're kind of meant to be, I think, teenagers. It's unclear.
Mm. Well, how do they signify that they're kid cars or teenage
cars? They're smaller.
So they
point of order, they're not smaller versions of regular cars. They're, like, smart cars.
So they're smaller cars.
They're smaller cars.
So then...
So I guess the cars in the National Lampoons will stay children forever?
Will they stay children forever, or is this like a theory
they wake
I think
up
we've had
one
before
day.
Yeah. Where they're like hermit crabs and the frame is kind of like the chassis where you just like go out and then go in?
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Or will they kind of cocoon themselves and come out as
like
a bigger car?
Yeah, metamorphosis themselves.
If they're doing that, maybe we eat the cocoon in the survival situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drink that goo, become smart.
The cocoon will probably be metal.
Yeah.
And oil.
Drink the oil, become dead. Leave the first skeleton on car.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That'd actually be awesome to die somewhere for the first time and leave the first ever skeleton there.
Yeah.
I know I've brought it up.
Crashing on the moon.
Bones on the moon, dude.
Bones on the moon. I know I've mentioned this in a various amount of podcasts over the years, but the green boots guy on Mount Everest, king.
Yeah, good stuff.
Died in such a helpful spot.
Well, don't, okay, cool. I got this.
I'd like to be a skeleton on the moon, but like something about the moon doesn't kill me, and I'm just like bones living on the moon. And everybody who crashes, I'm like, don't die here, you'll become like me.
Bones.
Don't bring me back to Earth, because I'll die. we weren't gonna.
Okay. So we can breathe the air. Let's presume that the grass, the flowers, and all that.
That's not car.
That's not car.
Or if it is car.
It's only meat-based organisms that we don't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can breathe.
Yes.
Food, well, we can eat that grass.
We're going cow mode.
It's not good. We can do it. And there are farms there, so presumably...
How much grass do you think you would feasibly need to eat? Like, I'm talking like it's a lawn. It's not like a pile of grass.
Yeah.
So you're given like an endless lawn.
Yeah.
How much do you need to eat to be satisfied?
Well, how many calories are in grass?
No, I'm not talking about calories. I reckon just to be full.
Just to be full?
Well, I think if I ate one mouthful of grass, I would feel full because I would feel sick. No,
I think...
Am I starting from completely empty?
Yeah.
You're hungry.
You're so fucking hungry.
Let's say it's been 24 hours since your last meal. They're like, hey.
24 hours?
36?
I'm going for grub very
quickly. You don't have a... It's like...
Am I in Cars realm?
You've traveled to a realm without food, but you've traveled to paddock realm.
Okay, right. Cool. Okay.
You open the door, you're like, man, I'm hungry. I sure hope there's a nice juicy burger here at paddock realm. You open the door. I don't know why it's a door, but you open a door.
Yeah.
Big paddock.
I knew this would happen one day traveling through alternate dimensions. I think I could probably eat, like... Are we talking mouthfuls? Is that our unit of measurement here?
I was going to go with kilos.
Yeah, look, mouthfuls, kilos is crazy because
1 kilo of grass,
I was
gonna
say
I'll be
like
in trouble.
250 grams.
I reckon about 5 mouthfuls and I'll be fine.
Yeah, and are you going to chew the grass or are you tearing it out of the ground?
I'm chewing it like a cow. Yeah, yeah.
Because if you pull it out of the ground, that's dirtier.
I don't want the dirt. I just want the nice, clean grass on top. Is it just grass, or are there like dandelions
just,
and
no,
shit?
No, it's just grass. It's just grass, and it's maybe a bit wet.
Dewey?
Yeah.
From Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
what
good.
Is going on with that kid? Yeah. Him and Brick Heck would get along
they would
like
get
a
like,
house
oh,
on fire.
Dude. Absolutely. He'd be a bad influence on Brickhack, I must say.
Brickhack, he's kind of like a misguided angel.
Yeah.
Where Dewey, maybe Satan. Dewey follows in Reese's footsteps a little too closely, I think you're right.
That's a really good insight.
Yeah.
But I reckon five mouthfuls of nice Dewey grass would satisfy me.
That would take a while to chew.
But Brick has Axel in his life and isn't led astray by Axel.
Axel's much older.
Yeah.
Axel's a teenager.
Axel is, I guess, hard to be a bad influence because he's so dumb.
Yeah, that's true.
Who are we talking about?
We're talking about the Heck family and the Middle family.
The who family? The Heck family from the TV show The Middle. And the Middle family from the TV show Malcolm in the Middle.
What's Malcolm's last name?
I don't know.
The Middle.
What is the Malcolm in the Middle family last name?
I actually think it's one of those things that isn't ever revealed from memory.
I am almost willing to bet you $100 that that's not the case.
Okay.
Well, $100 is a lot. I'm not going to put that money up.
I had to go high enough just in case.
Oh, I could have made $100!
Quickly.
No, but I'm still scared. It still seems risky, dude.
That's the point of gambling.
Yeah, that
risk
is
fee reward,
that's
baby.
That's true. $100, though. That's nothing to sneeze at.
No, but then being $100 in the hole.
Ooh, I don't want to be that. $100 on the mound, or whatever they say it. Will you have $100? That would be pretty good.
Their last name is no last name.
Well, there you go.
Because it isn't revealed until the last episode. Well,
it is revealed.
So I could have made $100.
It's actually, to be fair, it would be one of those things.
You'd both weasel out.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
It sounded like a mutual weasel situation here.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a recurring joke of no last name, but then the last episode they say a last name, which is no last name.
Oh, I see.
But then also apparently in the DVD insert for Series 5 shows the family surname is Wilkerson.
Well, there you go.
In the description of the episode Block Party.
Well, that's a good little detour to Malcolm in the Middle and the Middle.
Okay, so let's see. Eating grass, or at least, I guess, fruit would be around. And like,
would there be
vegetables?
Fruit around? Like, if you were cars, why would you cultivate it?
I think it does come down to the fact of will things like fruits. Grass, you'd probably be okay because it's laying low, but would the fruits be poison?
And I'm worried about the
it's
same thing,
but
on a genetic, on a microscopic atomic level.
You're just eating fuel.
Exactly. You're eating car.
Yeah. A lot of micrometals.
Sucking down some car gas.
Yeah, that's what happens when you eat an apple. It might taste fine in the moment, but your body's like, hey, what you just gave me was basically metal and we're going to die soon.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that apple. It was actually car farts.
Fuck.
So I just try to think, all right, like, how do they survive? Like the society of like, okay, we got to mine or like, you know, get the oil, get all the kind of like the crude oil, refine that, get that there. Then we have like waste product, which is what they're just like farting out into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So presumably there's got to be something there that, you know, tries to at least make it, you know, where we could see, there's visibility.
Yeah.
So there'll be
some atmosphere. I think it's breathable. Might not smell the best, but it's going to be breathable.
But there's open air. And then also, how many cars are there? Because if they're not reproducing, but they
I think it's probably, so if you take Radiator Springs as an example of a typical town. Now, Radiator Springs, obviously, by purview of the movie, isn't a typical town. Because it's been cut off by Route 66.
We're focusing so much on water, on food, but is there water?
There are boats, there's the sea!
Can't really drink impressive. The sea, dude.
I know, but it's a start.
That is a start, so I guess it rains. So, also,
is it an acid rain?
None of them are dirty, right? The cars aren't dirty.
The cars are clean,
that's true. So they get washed. Yeah. This car... And I'm going to go on a limb here and say washing a car with seawater would be bad.
Yes. It would rust the car, I think.
You know what would be really cruel in this world where we've found ourselves in cars?
What?
Ice cream vans.
Oh!
Because you'd go up to it and you'd be like, open up. And he would be like, what are you talking
but
about?
There might, open up what?
But there might. But he might. But there might be ice cream, though. It might produce it. I don't know how.
Give me that ice cream!
Zammit's going to gut a car. It's just more metal and gas. Like, or you're like, oh, ice cream, and you lick it, and you're like, well, it tastes like gasoline.
Oh, this is bad. This is like licking a steak rolled in iron fillings.
Yuck. But why would there be ice cream in the ice cream van?
Because that's what it's designed, right? It's what it's made for.
That is why it's designed.
Yeah, but the roller that opens would be just like a door on Lightning McQueen. So it's not real. He'd have ice cream pictures on the outside of him.
Yeah.
He'd be Mr. Whippy, yeah, but he'd have no food for us. Same with a hot dog van, be in the shape of a hot dog. He'd be like, you got any hot dogs? And he'd be like, what are you talking about?
What's a hot dog? I don't know what that means.
You are a hot dog! Kill me now!
Because there's trucks, you can go inside, and they act like a truck, because they've got the trailer, and you can go inside.
Yes. There are trains, too, which trains. I think is going to be a hellish life. Yeah. They're just on a track. Can't go anywhere.
Going round and round and round.
For what reason?
And also, every...
I don't know. No one could get... why would a car need to catch a train?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, to go places. Huh? Why does Lightning McQueen go inside a truck to get places?
Because he's a celebrity. He can't be bothered.
So it's the same thing with a train?
Maybe.
I'm a celebrity, can't be bothered. I'm doing it for the view.
In the scene,
I was designed as a train, and it's all I can do, so I may as well just keep going.
There are also cranes, I'm pretty sure, which I think we discussed in the previous Cars episode where we touched on this, but they don't move at all.
No.
They just stay on like a shipping fucking thing.
And they're guys?
They're guys.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. You'd have to hope you're picking up something awesome.
Yeah, well, because there's like shipping containers. It's like an oil rig, right?
Yeah.
They go to at one point, and there's a spy car, which means it's espionage, which means it's politics.
There is espionage.
There is politics.
Bruce Campbell dies in
Cars, he gets killed in a bathroom.
So he does die. How?
He gets the shit beat out of him. He gets beaten to death from memory.
Yeah.
What do we see?
You don't see much. It happens kind of off screen.
Or do they do like the James Bond death where he gets shot with that laser that like it, from Goldfinger?
Well, I think it's way more brutal where it's like a full on, he gets the shit beat out of him in a toilet.
And Mater's like, wow, I wish I wasn't a spy.
Yeah. Or I wish I was a spy. Who can remember what Mater wants, dude?
I'll try and find the death scene real quick.
Yeah.
This is going to be tricky because I have to...
Watch Cars
to in the space of however long in this episode, but I believe in myself.
Me too.
All right. Okay. All right. So there would be water. It'd be there'd be rain.
Yeah.
It does. I'm sure it rains.
I'm sure it must at some point.
Yeah.
Though I cannot recall a moment where it does, but that might just be because we don't go to any rainy locations in.
Could be summer
across the Cars universe.
If it rains, presumably it's not acid rain because that would also
affect
the cars.
So we got drinking water in some capacity.
We see oil come out of them.
Yes.
Do we see fuel come out of them? And when they get filled up with fuel, is it, you know, what we think of as gasoline or petrol?
Yes.
So we do see gasoline and petrol?
Yes, because the car voiced by Cheech Marin runs a diner which provides petrol.
Uh-huh.
Additionally, the hippie van talks about a sort of organic petrol.
Yeah, but do we see the petrol?
I think we do.
Okay, so it's not like, you know, they call it petrol, but it's a steak. Yeah. They're just shoving into a hole.
No, they don't have meat. They don't eat meat.
Like sludge meat.
Thank God. But they don't, they don't eat meat.
No, that'd be good if they did.
No, but then they might eat us.
Yeah, but then we could eat them.
Oh. Fair point.
If we somehow hop through a portal and got into the car universe, great that we can breathe. Yes, water, I'm guessing it would rain.
Yeah.
Or I'd be like sucking a hose from a car wash. I'm so thirsty.
That's true, actually. Good point. They're washing each other, so we can drink that water. As for
how long do you think it would take before you try and kill a car?
25 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say about 25 minutes,
Do you think the three of us working together could kill a car?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you kill a car?
You trick it into driving into something.
Yeah, a rock.
I'm currently watching Mater and Bruce Campbell...
having a time?
Fight. Bruce Campbell's car does get the shit beaten out of him in a bathroom while Mater's taking a scary shit.
So Cars shit?
Yeah.
Well, he's using, because it's set in Japan, so being like, this toilet's so high tech, and Mater's like,
okay. So he is shitting. That's interesting.
Okay, and they also have high tech toilets in the universe. Interesting.
Somebody's doing the there's a lot of complicated machinery that goes into one of those high tech toilets. Someone's figuring it out.
Yeah, I mean, because all the, I guess the bees are cars, but they're just bees.
They're not, alive. Yeah. They're not people.
I mean, could you get like a little matchbox car?
Maybe.
And have like this, like,
what about a remote control car, maybe?
Or a drone that you're controlling?
Are drones people? I'm trying to remember.
Drones.
Yeah, but.
Whoa. Yeah. Bruce Campbell gets executed on live TV.
Whoa. Cars 2 is fucked up.
Yeah.
They fill him with.
Oh, that's right. There's a poison in that one that they put inside you, and it
so we can poison the cars.
Well, I think the way it works is that it goes inside you, and then they hit you with like a high intensity beam of heat, and then you explode. or something.
That's
now, this is a ploy in Cars 2, if you don't know the plot of Cars 2, by a bunch of cars that are lemons, i.e. they were designed poorly. They are bad cars, and they are mad because the world is not handicap accessible for them.
Fair enough.
It's very crazy that these are the villains of Cars 2. Okay. They're like, you were born fucked up? Fuck you.
Well, but the thing is, they weren't born. They were designed.
Yeah. One of them is one of those cars that has three wheels that if it turns too fast, it flips over.
Yeah,
that's I'd be awesome. Pissed off too.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Huh.
So some cars...
But are they designed or are they born? I guess you can't change the design?
One of the cars in Cars 2 has eyes where its headlights are instead of where its eyes are.
So they're manufactured then?
By who?
I don't know.
Cars 2 seems deeply, deeply, deeply curious.
It is a weird movie. Yeah. And then in Cars 3, it's established that bootlegging and moonshine exist. As well as possibly Cars racism. Cars 3 has this very weird moment. I might be misremembering. But it's about Lightning McQueen has become too old to race.
Yeah.
And there's this new racer who's a lady car. Mm-hmm. And she's not really a racer, but Lightning McQueen's like, you know what? I got to put myself behind because you've got talent.
Yep.
And he meets a bunch of other cars, right? And one of the cars, it's just a car, but it clearly has a black voice actor.
Uh-huh.
And he says, there was a period of time where even people like me couldn't race. But he's just a car.
And is there... Okay.
So I don't know what the fuck the implications of that are. And then, there's moonshine in it.
So there was segregation
in the car,
I guess. Universe.
Cars 2, Cars 3 is the most, these aren't really cars, they're people of the Cars movies.
Yeah.
Cars 3, so there's a scene where they're like, we got to teach you how to race good. And they do that by going where they used to moonshine back in the day.
Yeah.
So prohibition also happened in Cars 3.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that means that they nowadays they're getting
drunk. They are cursed to repeat the sins of the human beings past.
And also, Lightning McQueen is no longer fast enough, and there are new faster race cars.
Jackson, yeah.
What does that mean?
JD.
Yeah.
What does a drunk car look like?
They can't drink. They can't not drink drive.
Yeah.
That's true. Sorry, dude. I'm hammered. I have to stand still.
Because so prohibition existed.
Yes.
Which means that there was a moral crusade against drinking.
That means there was a car who was because, and this is what I love about prohibition, it was started by a guy that got hit in that leg by a rake from a drunk guy was wielding when he was a kid. And then he was like, when I grow up, I'm going to make sure nobody ever drinks.
Yeah. So any lips that touched alcohol shall not touch mine.
Child car gets hit with a rake by a drunk adult car. Then he preys on the conservative... like current climate of the 1920s to enact prohibition. Was there an Al Capone car?
Was there a Nucky?
I reckon there was an Al Capone car.
His brain also become a mush because of syphilis? Yeah. Did he also have a pussy penis?
I guess that's
fingers crossed.
A lot of car fucking. I guess there's also car tax evasion.
That's if they caught car Al Capone.
And then caught Al Capone's girlfriend saying he's at the movies. Was that Al Capone?
I don't remember.
Gets arrested at the movies.
Yeah.
Do you mean just ever or?
It has happened multiple times that people have been arrested at the movies. Yeah. Yes. No, but I mean one of the famous ones.
Oh, yeah.
Or am I thinking of the movie Gangster Squad?
I don't know. Are there car guns?
Yeah, there's car guns. Yeah. Because there's spy cars.
Yes, true. There are car guns.
Cool.
Some of the cars are like James Bond cars.
Was there a car mob?
Yeah, there must have been. If there's car guns, that means you...
Car Capone, there's a car mob, right?
And there's cars breaking each other cars' wheels.
Yeah, well, that's what happens to Bruce Campbell's car in Cars 2.
Mm.
He gets beat up by cars just ramming into him.
If there are car guns, that means you can shoot a car to death.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Shoot a car in the windscreen, that's where its eyes live.
Blind the car?
Does it shatter?
Cars have tongues.
They do.
Cars have human tongues.
Do
you
they?
Can eat that.
Yeah, you could eat that.
You could eat the tongue.
Who has a...
They all have tongues.
They all have tongues.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got teeth.
They got teeth, too.
You could eat those teeth. It'd be hard chewing.
Make big piano.
You could eat the gums.
Yeah. You could eat a car mouth.
That's the only organic part of a car.
Well, no.
Where'd the mouth go?
Yeah, where'd the mouth
go? What'd that mouth do?
Lightning, what'd that mouth do?
So the best way to kill a car would be to get swallowed by it and then fight your way out?
No, just kill it. First off, I think... So you could set a trap.
Hey, you like being small. Is Vore also good for you?
I wish.
Vore's upsetting, dude.
Yeah.
You could set a trap. What do you mean? Getting eaten alive by a big lady, or maybe in this situation, Lightning McQueen? Yeah. That's not doing anything for you?
Not quite. The needle's not moving, dude.
I'm glad. So we could get like a spike trap, right?
Yeah.
But you know, the guts could be the ultimate little guy adventure.
No, I will be digested and destroyed by stomach acid. So it will be a hell unlike any ever experienced.
So we lay down a spike trap. Uh-huh. People rock, because then they're like immobile, right? They can't move.
Here's a question for you, Josami. Yes. What are the tires made of?
Well, they can be replaced.
Yes, but the tires also move like they have muscles in them. They don't move like a tire.
So they're a prosthetic that is a high-tech prosthetic?
I don't know. Well, look.
Because there's no
wheel. The tires?
Well, there's no wheel in nature, so there's no.
There's one. Oh no, that's something else. There's like a bug that has a cog in it organically.
Cool.
Yeah, it's sick as hell. But you're right, no wheels in nature.
So let's say they're born. Yeah. They're born without wheels because that's replaced.
Uh-huh. Yeah, true.
So what?
We gotta figure out how a car is born.
First car. Make wheel.
If a car is born and conceived the same way people are, then we're eating a lot of tongues and dicks.
We can eat some flaps.
That's true. Yeah. Tongues, dicks, and labia is what we are surviving on. Uh-huh. This has become a real... I said they're getting swallowed alive. It's digested by stomach acid. Was a hell unlike any other experience.
This is a...
I'm sucking down on a nut, a car nut, and I take a bite into it like an apple, I'm like, I wish we never fell in the car
dimension. We call them for protein.
Yeah, we call them road oysters.
Tastes like leather. That was what I imagine it would taste like. Yeah. Like a leather car seat.
It tastes like rubber.
Or rubber, yeah. Horrible.
I don't like it.
What I keep wondering, so say we land, say we don't immediately eviscerate a car and eat its nuts.
Cars would have to exclusively fuck doggy style.
Yes, that's true.
No, you could roll over.
The car would crack.
Yeah, the back would.
Why?
Because if you roll the car. Car!
Is it?
Is the car made of car?
Yeah.
In the movie Cars, it is suggested that the car is made of car, yes.
That's true. Only the tires and the mouth and the eyes move organically.
Yeah, the
everything
rest of the
else
stuff,
moves like a real
And also,
a
you gotta remember,
vehicle.
I just watched a scene of a car getting rammed into by two other cars.
And so they crumple, like there's crumple zones?
But they could put down like a big pillow that the car could then roll onto its back. And the other car could...
Maybe they're gentle lovers.
Pound it out that way. Yeah. Honestly, probably the better way to do it would be like fish. Where a car jets out a bunch of eggs, and then Lightning McQueen drives over the top of them and jizzes, and then drives off. That's if I was designing car, conception. That's how I'd do it.
It's sad.
They might hatch.
Yeah. A lot of animals that reproduce without any pleasure.
Yeah, I know. It seems like a bummer, dude.
What's the point?
What is the point?
And it's gross, too, pretty often. Yeah. And then often as well, I watched a documentary the other day about salmon.
That doesn't shock me.
Oh, yeah,
They get to the
Why
end.
Watch a movie?
They have one big cum and then they die.
Yeah. And then it's just like a bunch of rotten salmon in the breeding grounds or whatever. Yeah. And then the baby salmon are born. Oh, dude, best thing in this documentary. It wasn't just about salmon. It was Planet Earth 2. Fuck. So there's these penguins in New Zealand, right? I love these guys. They're jungle penguins. They live largely inland, okay? And that's where they lay their eggs. And so you got the dad or whatever, he's looking after the baby penguin. Mm-hmm. Mama penguin comes by, feeds the baby penguin. Then she's like, I got to go get more food. Now, just on the edge of this island, there is plenty of food. But for millions of years, for no reason, this is what they said in the documentary, the penguins travel like thousands of kilometers to Antarctica. Because that's like their feeding ground. Get a bunch of food there and then travel thousands of kilometers back.
When they could have just... left for 1,000 kilometers rather than going right for 10.
Attenborough's like, they've tried to take one of the longest journeys of any, flightless bird. And they might not have to.
We don't know why the smooth-brained morons...
And so much of the documentary was like that because it's all about migrations. Mm-hmm. And so often it's like, these fucking idiots... Like these elephants in 2020 were like... There's a drought. We got to go. And so they just started walking, and they walked all the way to this Chinese city. And they were like, hello. And everyone was like, what are you doing here? They stole a bunch of crops. They knocked over a bunch of wells for water. And then everybody just slowly turned them around and sent them back to their forest.
Go away.
Go away.
Shoo,
the whales were just like, the elephants were like, we're going. What are we doing? Oh, we got to go back? Okay. That documentary tried to be like, animals are amazing. But so often it was like, these fucking morons. Anyway. So I don't know why we were talking about this. I've become lost.
Well, cause
eggs. Eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs.
That's right. Right. Jizzing onto eggs. This was my question. I'm back. So, in a world where we don't immediately kill a car and eat it, and we present ourselves to the cars, we say, "Hey, cars,
we come from."
I'll do it then. Hey, lo, it is I. I call myself a human being. In my world, we drive you.
Not a good opener.
Might not mean anything to them.
Yeah. Can you?
Well, if they know what a race is, they would know what driving is.
Would they have the concept of someone driving something else? Yeah.
Do they have the concept of walking, or is it all driving?
It's all driving.
It's all driving.
Yeah.
There would be situations where a car's operating a bigger thing, surely.
Like what?
Is a drone a drone or is a drone a guy?
Because you go in a plane.
Yeah.
And a plane's a guy.
Yeah.
So I guess I would be like, it's as though I'm in a plane. Like, imagine...
Are you doing this speech to every car you see?
Or have you got everyone to gather in the town circle?
Well, are you trying to find the most important car? What is your point here? What are you trying to do?
What I want to know is, do we think that the car scientists would try and look after us? Because we're such anomalies, or alternatively, is the car government going to take us to car Area 51?
I think we're going to take the car for Area 51 getting dissected.
Yeah, no,
one might be kept alive to be studied.
I was going to say, there's three of us. One of us is dying, and they're expecting the other two to make. Come on.
It won't do what you're expecting it to do.
All right, we'll do it.
Fuck, okay. Give me an apple.
Are you pregnant yet? No, I keep telling you.
It's not how that works.
I don't have a womb.
Sorry, dude. Yeah. He's put so much cum in you. I know.
I am aware, and it's great.
It's awesome. It's, you know, it's not what I thought it would be like when we landed in the Cars universe.
To be honest,
I didn't think I'd be getting my back blown out by my very good friends. Friends?
Hey. Didn't kill anybody. You can do your things. Interesting. Oh, they do it. The others are not just doggy style.
Yeah, okay.
Or, they wouldn't have doggy style. What would they call that?
Car style?
Well, they might have car dog style.
Car dog style.
They're doing it car dog style.
In our world, we just call this doggy.
Quiet, you! Okay, fair enough.
Interesting. Writing notes.
Yeah, how that's
they
write. True.
How do they take notes?
Maybe they put the pen in their mouth? Are there car scientists?
Yeah.
There's a car government.
So, that's true.
There's a car government. There's high tech guys in cars 2 in particular. Yeah. So that's basically science.
There's car engineers.
Yeah. I think they might figure out a way to look after us. At least one of us. And when they dissect what are they going to find?
Can we communicate?
Oh, yuck. I don't know what any of this shit is.
But it all looks rotten.
Yeah. Is that just me specifically?
Yeah.
This one looks completely different to the other two.
But can we communicate with them?
Well,
they are speaking. They are speaking a language. But, you know, to us, is that just honks and beeps?
Well, here's the complicated...
They've got a mouth with a tongue, so it wouldn't be honks and beeps.
Yeah.
So they've got a larynx.
They're also speaking specifically English or Japanese or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So what...
Do we see stuff written down?
Yes.
The signage.
So
they do write.
They print. There's no handwriting, but there's toilet signage. So what the fuck's going on there?
And there's so many layers to cars.
Also, there are boy cars and girl cars, but no obvious
differences. No, lashes.
The lashes, that's right. Porsche has a fucking, she's got a tramp stamp.
Yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
This is like in Transformers.
Yeah.
Because they are robots and no genders.
Yeah.
I think in one of the comics, two of the Transformers just sort of just start dating because they're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
shit,
yeah.
Right? But then we do have RC, which we're like, a girl.
Well, maybe she's the hot one.
Yeah,
is she
pink?
But. In terms of Transformer society, there is no gender.
Well, maybe there's no gender really in the cars.
But there is because eyelashes.
They also refer to cars as boys and girls, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So there is somewhat of a gendered.
Yes. An unnecessarily
gendered.
And also
there is an unnecessarily, again, because they're like, well, it's Cars 3, where it's like, you're a girl car.
That's true.
You can't race as good as me, a boy car.
Yeah.
Nice how systemic sexism also existed.
Yeah.
That's nice, I guess. Really repeating them same mistakes.
Yeah, they're cursed to repeat the sins of human sins.
Yeah.
No. Well, horses exist?
No, horses would be cars.
Okay, so they don't... So is there...
Car power.
Yeah. Okay. This car's running on 20 car power.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Spot on.
Well, because there's tractors, which are cows. Is there one which are horses? And if so, was there cowboy times? And was there a car riding a car?
Whoa. I don't think there's car horses.
Yeah.
Also, I've never seen a car horse.
Okay.
There are car planes, are, by which I mean planes.
Yeah. Because car tractors, which I mean tractors, because they're bigger than a car, right?
No. They are the size of a tractor.
Yeah, but a tractor is bigger than a car.
Yeah.
Or is that just the wheel?
I think it's just the wheel. Yeah, otherwise they're basically the same size as a car, which is like if we were the same size as a cow.
Or if
they
are the same size as us, which is again, is strange.
Yeah. Cows are awesome.
Cows are cool, dude. Great. Yeah.
There's like, this is the problem with the Cars universe. There's so many questions and no answers, but could we survive it?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, if we don't get run over initially, we don't get, because we could spook them and then they could just hunt us down.
Yes, that's true.
Steps, though. No steps.
There are no steps.
Their entire society is built for them and not for us.
Yeah.
But like, if there was, it depends where we land. Because if we're landing in a city, ramps everywhere.
Yeah.
If we're landing in the wilderness where there's like a rocky cliff face, we could survive.
Yeah,
a little bit more.
We could certainly not get run over.
Yeah.
But dig a hole in the side of the cliff face somehow.
Yeah.
So you have to climb down the cliff face to get into our hole.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's smart.
I was gonna say, hard water, to do, but a pond.
Yeah.
Come on, car, get in the pond.
They just bring a truck with a boat guy in it.
Yeah,
it takes a while. Though.
That's true.
They suck the water out with a vacuum car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we more nimble than a car?
Here's what I do.
Yeah.
I get in a plane.
But a plane's a guy.
Yeah, but it's hollow.
Yeah. And then what? But the car could get in the plane and then run you
then
over
the plane
car.
Just lands and then you get kicked out and run over by a car.
Damn it. True, you're right. I thought I'd figured it out.
If they don't kill us straight away, because they're curious.
Yeah.
The poison in the air probably gets us next.
Yeah. It might take a while. We might get cancer. We're getting a while. I think if we start becoming a menace to car society by braining cars and trying to eat their tongues, we might be hunted. We could survive for a bit. Is it worth it? No.
I don't think so. Do it.
Yeah, if you have the choice between going to the Cars universe and staying home, here at Plumbing the Death Star, we say, stay home.
Stay home.
Yeah, I
want
to just lie in the middle of a road and become a human speed bump.
Yeah, pray. Pray that a car comes quick and aims true.
Yeah.
You land there, you see a car with a mouth, you say, this isn't for me.
Well, no, thank you.
No, thank you. Have a great time.
I'm off to heaven, where at least there will be nice things awaiting me.
Except maybe you go to Cars heaven, because you're in Cars realm.
Oh, no.
I think initially it'd be like, oh, sweet, a car. I'd try to open it. It would scream. I would scream. Yeah. I'd grab a rock. I'd try and hit it. I don't know what would happen then.
Run over.
It's just, sucked it's no in.
Good. Yeah.
Swallowed. Ooh. In the car's stomach. Digested by a car. Vore?
Vore's back. How's that needle? Dinging?
Nah.
No, not registering. Yeah, that's
sorry,
sad.
Dude,
well,
I'm sorry.
I don't like this.
Stay out of cars.
Yeah.
And stay out of cars. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, and this is a new outro I'm trying. I don't like it, so I'm not doing it again.
Okay.
See you next week.